Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Damon Clark, and he is prevention specialist for Zion Recovery. Good morning to you, Damon.
Good morning.
You're just very active out in the community helping folks of all ages, but I think especially working with youth. We want to zero in, though, on we want to start with a class that's actually for youth and adults. And I'm going to say DUI. I hope most people know what DUI stands for.
Yes, ma'am. That is if you're convicted of drunk driving or impaired driving. We try to call it impaired driving because it can be under the influence of any narcotics or your prescription medications, marijuana or alcohol. You will get the same criminal charge driving under the influence of any of those. So the Iowa law requires you must complete a 12-hour drinking driving course and complete a substance abuse evaluation. So if you need an evaluation, we provide that as well. So the Zion's DUI course is used statewide for impaired driving offenders in a number of states and is one of several programs used in others. The impaired driving evaluation shows positive results immediately after completion. So we consistently find participants convicted of impaired driving that will show improvement of risk perception, increased motivation for making low-risk decisions, readiness to change for substance abuse, and very high satisfaction after finishing the program.
Well, when it does all of that, you know that isn't something you do in like a couple of hours. This is, as I understand, a 12-hour course, so it takes place over a period of time.
That is correct. The DUI course is on a Friday and Saturday, and we try to make it more convenient for people that need it. We understand that trying to provide or trying to have transportation to get there is always a barrier. So we try to do it when they're not working. It's Friday evening and Saturday morning. It is by law 12 hours. So every class starts at 3 p.m. on a Friday and goes to 9 p.m. and then Saturday morning, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we do that in a variety of places around Iowa.
Yeah, I'm thinking people don't know that it is available pretty readily around the area. So you have some. Is it in Atlantic? Is it in Creston? Where is it available?
Right now, I have a DUI course scheduled every weekend. I try to make it convenient for everybody because again, transportation is always a problem for people. So I try to get in a location where the majority of people can meet. So every weekend we start with a Perry. Perry, Iowa, we'll do it in Perry. And then the second weekend of every month, we have Adele. The third weekend of the month, we have Clarinda. And the very last weekend of the month is in Atlantic. And there's times where we have a few people that cannot make it to Perry or Adele, which are pretty close to each other. So we'll kind of switch them out. Maybe we'll do a Red Oak instead of Adele, trying to make it, again, more convenient for people to get their license and get them back on track.
Yeah, after they have been sentenced, after they've said they must take this course, is there a time period in there, like they have a month to get it involved? Or I'm sure they want to do it as soon as possible because it's going to get their life back on track when they've completed the course.
Absolutely. Most people are very eager to get this class taken and over with. A lot of the times it looks very good if you even take the course before you see the judge. There's times that you might be offered a lesser sentence. Other times you can take this course and after completion you can get an evaluation at a reduced cost with Zion if you do that. So there's areas that we can continue to help you get your life back on track or get you out of this little, this road bump that we've ran over here. So getting in there, it's not a specific. They just have there's certain areas where you might have to have a list of obligations, and one of those is getting your license back to get your job, to get things that you need to get. So that usually is something they do right away.
Yeah, you want to get your license back, so let's get on with this. Is there a fee for the class?
The fee is $115, and that covers the whole 12-hour course. And after completion, you'll get your certificate, and then we send everything over to the DOT and get everything taken care of. So your goal is to come, participate in the class, hopefully get something out of it, and then we take care of the rest for you.
Well, obviously, a lot of people get something out of it when it accomplishes what you originally said that people do. At least initially, you have success. And when they come to class, is this a sit and listen? Is there discussion? How does the class take place?
I'm very active in class. There's a lot of people that are obligated to be there. So as you can imagine, most people are spending Saturday with me and not very happy with it. But I try to engage the audience in a very playful but educational manner. You know, I've had times where people appear to be, you know, dozing off, and I'll stand on the table and give the course. This is it's a very fun class. You learn a lot from it, and so I love when people participate.
Well, anybody who came to Produce in the Park and visited with you know that you're very good at relationships and getting people involved, so I can understand why you do make this class more interesting than just lecturing. Now, that leads me to something that I experienced at Produce in the Park, and that are the goggles that kind of replicate impaired driving. Talk a little bit about those.
Yeah, these goggles are a good interactive part of the educational process. We utilize these to let people know the difference between physical and mental impairment. So at times it does seem fun. However, we do reach out to driver's ed, and we start to participate and collaborate with some driver's ed teachers. We'll do some impaired driving stimulation using some motorized wheelchairs and carts and things like that to give the real perception of risk and what you're actually seeing versus what you think you're seeing.
Well, I thought it was interesting that the goggles are sort of at different levels. I mean, the ones I put on, I said, oh, I can't drive after two glasses of wine. And so you gave me the lowest level, but some people say, oh, you know, I can drink whatever. And so you have them at kind of what I call different levels. You might explain that a bit.
Yes, and it starts all the way down below 0.06 and then all the way up to past 2.5, which is very scary and very dangerous. You see in the news every day, people are driving with a very large amount of alcohol in their system. A lot of the time they say, you know, I drive just fine this way. And the reason is you know, their brain tricks them into thinking that. And part of the class will teach you that. And it gives you that perception of risk and another side to look at it and think about it. And when people complete it, they do really think about it and say, wow, I didn't see it that way.
Right. And I'm sure you've had responses from, for instance, high school students. Like you say, you put them in the motorized wheelchairs, you put these glasses on. What kind of responses do you get?
You know, they enjoy it. They find it to be fun at first, but then they realize that this is very dangerous. It's very dangerous. And they say, you know, I don't drink and drive, but can you imagine if somebody else did? If somebody else was seen, you know, the road through these goggles, and you can't take the goggles off when you're actually impaired.
Right.
So it is very dangerous. It gives people an opportunity to also share the message to their friends and family saying, hey, you know, even a few beers is too much. Mm-hmm. You know, buzz driving is drunk driving. It can cause accidents very quickly.
Okay. So if you need more information about that, if you want to get involved, anything you want to contact Damon. And so where is Zion Recover? How do we contact Damon?
You can reach Zion Recovery. You can go online to zionrecovery.org. You can also call Zion. All our locations and information is on the website. We have the main headquarters is in Atlantic, and then we have satellite offices throughout Iowa. You can contact any Zion. You can go to those Zions and actually sign up wherever is closest to you, and then they will email me and let me know you're ready, and as soon as we get a class in your area, you're good to go.
Okay. Can you just quickly list a few of the other services that Zion offers?
Absolutely.
May not be just you doing this, because there are obviously other people involved, but what are some of the other services?
Absolutely. We have outpatient treatment. We have inpatient. We have it's a treatment facility, so we really focus in on therapeutic opportunities to engage in healthy decision making.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole aspect and everything around that is to decrease drug and alcohol abuse and bring families together and help educate people and push them towards a positive, healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. And I know you've been involved with some classes at school and are willing to do that. So again, I want to emphasize, if anybody has any questions, if anybody says, well, we need some information, that you're the person to contact, Damon.
Absolutely. Call me anytime. My work cell is 712-249-9811. And again, you can call Zion at 712-243-9811. 5096. I can be reached there. So,
okay. Of course, that's listed in the phone book.
Yes, ma'am. And anybody at Zion will help you.
Okay.
If you call and I'm not available, everybody down there is all on board to helping you get in the right direction and answering any questions that you have.
All right. Well, again, in case you didn't know, just remember that those DUI classes are offered around the area, including Atlantic and other other close by towns. So we want to thank you very much, Damon Clark, for visiting with us. And Damon is a prevention specialist for Zion Recovery. Until next time, here's a thought from Francis of Assisi. Start by doing what's necessary, then do what's possible, and suddenly you're doing the impossible.